Well, not the result that you guys were expecting tonight, a 6-2 loss. But it seems that the situation really unraveled for you guys in the second period with a couple of penalties. They took advantage of it and they took the momentum as well. How did you react out there and how did you felt on the bench, especially in the second period?
It's kind of tough, right? Like, you know, they got a lot of power plays and took advantage. So you start getting down and it's 3-1, 4-1, and it just kind of keeps piling up. So you just kind of try to stay positive and get some of that momentum back. Obviously, it didn't really happen for us tonight. But, you know, we got our chances, we just didn't finish them, and they did, and, you know, ultimately they deserved to win because of that. So I think we just got to reset and refocus and come back and be ready for tomorrow.
A lot of emphasis was put on the defensive play all week long. Everybody was on the same page early on this week to say that you guys were giving up too many goals since the beginning of the season. And the next game out there, it's a 6-goal affair. So there's still a lot of work to do defensively.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you never want to give up 6 goals. It's tough to win. That obviously means you got to score 7. So, you know, you're not going to be able to do that every single night. You know, I don't care what team you're on. So we definitely got to clean up the D zone a little bit. You know, but I think we work hard. All the guys are committed in that room, and, you know, it'll eventually turn for us.
You're taking a good role on the defensive side of things, but physically as well. And sometimes on a 2-game affair in the same weekend against the same rival, intensity will have a tendency to go up on the next night. So maybe you expect a physical affair tomorrow night?
Yeah, of course. Especially, you know, after a game like that, we obviously lose 6-2. No one's going to be happy. You know, from our end, you know, for me personally, I try to be physical whether we're winning or losing. It doesn't matter. But that's a big, strong team over there too. Right? You know, they don't shy away from physicality, and we got to be ready for that too.
I thought that you gave a lot of good stuff to your fans this year. Lots of goals scored, but tonight was maybe a letdown for you guys. But on the road, it's been much more difficult on a steady basis and on both sides of the puck. So tomorrow night, you want to make better and get back on the winning side?
Yeah, of course. Especially, you know, turn the page, forget about this game. You know, obviously we know what we did well and did wrong. Just got to be ready for tomorrow and, you know, get on right away and obviously not give up 6 goals. You know, we just got to be better all around. Start with myself. I'll be the first one to admit that. And then, you know, all the way down the bench. You know, we got a lot of really talented players in that room. And, you know, we're not going to win every single game, but, you know, we can if we try. So.
This week your coach was working to improve the breakouts for your team. Why is it not working? You were spending sometimes like 2 minutes in your own zone.
Yeah, it's tough, right? You know, in practice it's, you know, we do 5-on-0, 5-on-5. I actually thought our breakouts were decent today. You know, we did focus a lot on that this week. But yeah, it's just something we just got to keep working on. You know, keep the puck moving and, you know, always stay on the D side and stay underneath. You know, so when the pucks pops in the middle and stuff, guys are there for support. But yeah, it's just work in progress and we'll keep getting better.
Thanks.
Xavier and Danik as well, all of you spoke about the penalties tonight. It's been a total of 22 power plays for the opponents in the last 5 games. Is that a concern for you?
I mean, yeah, of course. I think every time, you know, you get on the penalty kill, that gives momentum to the other team, whether they score or not. At least that's how we feel. Like, you know, if we get a power play and we're ripping the puck around and, you know, get some grade A chances, you know, it's going to translate whether that's, you know, that power play or the next 5-on-5 shift. You kind of get that momentum, and that's what things are, you know, feel like they're starting to go your way. So we definitely got to stay out of the box, you know, and work hard to draw some more penalties too. It's not just one-sided. I think we got a good penalty kill, but, you know, I think you said it was 22.
Yeah.
You know, if you're killing 22 penalties, you know, it's tough to keep the puck out of the net on all 22. So I think we just got to, you know, play smart, play hard, and draw some as well.